You think about the way and in the manner in which we receive healthcare, it's you know, we kind of go out and seek it. What happens if it was there and it seeks us and it surrounds us and we just interact with it in a very natural way in the devices inside of our lives? I think that's what we're going to see. And I think it's going to broaden access to care.
That was DP Brightful. He's the Executive Vice President of Health and Life Sciences at Salesforce. And he's sharing his vision for what healthcare might look like if we embrace innovation throughout the next 10 years. In this episode, DP discusses the many advantages of using more technology in healthcare. He explains how innovative solutions can improve the quality of care, broaden people's access to care, lower healthcare costs, and more. He also discusses the lasting impacts of COVID-19 on the healthcare industry, since many companies were forced to adopt faster than they ever had before.
Healthcare organizations that don't embrace that change, they're going to be consumed by those that do. And the brand under which they are providing their healthcare today, the facility that they might have to deliver it in might still exist, but the brand that flies on top of that building, whether it's virtual or whether it's physical, will change.
You're listening to How I Transformed This, presented by Versus 12. Versus 12 is the award-winning Salesforce Gold consulting partner focused on healthcare innovation nationwide. I'm your host, Clark Buckner, and along with Versus 12 founder and CEO, Tammy Hawes, each episode we're seeking out healthcare technology industry leaders, exploring stories of success through the transformation of healthcare. For more stories like this, visit versus12.com/podcast. Now, let's jump in.
Hi, everybody. This is Deporis Brightful. I go by the nickname of DP. I'm with Salesforce, and I have the privilege of leading health and life sciences.
DP, welcome. We're so happy you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, DP, I am so excited to talk to you. We've talked so many times before, and I see you as a really great thought leader, both with inside Salesforce and in the industry. And you've got just such a great track record. Excited about talking about the trends and Salesforce innovation.
Likewise, this should be a great, great conversation.
So I know you both know each other already, and this is our first time connecting. So if you don't mind, could you just give me a quick overview on just your past and what has brought you to the work you're doing today? What's your why? What's your passion in doing this work?
Yeah. So a little bit on me. I've been in the industry for, this is hard for me to wrap my brain around a little bit, but I've been in the industry for 30 years and don't feel my age yet, but thank God for that one. But I've been in the industry for about 30 years. I've spent all 30 years in tech and grew up at Verizon, started my career there for about 7 or 8 years, then transitioned over to Microsoft. I was with them for about 21 years, and then I was with IBM for about a year, and then about 18 months ago, had the great privilege to come over and work for Salesforce, which is where I had the great privilege of meeting Tammy. You know, had the opportunity to join several different parts of the organization, and I was very humbled that they gave me the option of selecting health and life sciences. And, you know, to directly answer your question, Clark, I think that when I think about leveraging technology in a manner that can really impact people's lives, right? It's one thing to just kind of leverage technology generically, but specifically what we have the great opportunity and privilege to do in health and life sciences is as we improve, and I know we're going to talk about this a lot, the customer experience, the opportunity we have to enrich people's lives, to improve the quality of healthcare, to broaden the access of healthcare, to lower the cost of healthcare, and to really empower people so that they can take more control over their health, which in the end is one of the very most important things to all of us. The ability to do that and to do it with technology, it was a match made in heaven for me.
I love that. Customer experience, broadening access, lowering costs, and then you said empowering people. And that's, I feel like the themes I've heard on this show with Tammy is, you know, healthcare is, you want to be empowered and it's so personal. We want to have control over that. Yet the industry has been so far behind for many years and it's been lagging. But this last year, there's been so much change, of course, in the world, and it's really challenged things. But Tammy, I think that might be a good transition for us to maybe hear a little about some of the biggest trends that we've seen this last year and how Salesforce is helping drive that much needed transformation and innovation in healthcare. What do you think?
Yeah, I always like to say that Versus 12 was doing healthcare with Salesforce before it was cool to do so. But now, you know, Salesforce has a big drive toward healthcare. And one of the trends for this year that I'm seeing, and I'm sure DP can talk more to, is digital 360 with member and patient and provider engagement. And I really see that Salesforce was driving this initiative before it was actually a big initiative in healthcare. You know, there were a lot of healthcare organizations stuck with just trying to figure out how to implement EMR systems when Salesforce was driving this consumerism model and trying to really change things. And, you know, leadership takes guts and desire to drive change. And I think that's one of the things I really admire about DP is because he does that personally and he's doing that with inside Salesforce. So DP, I'd love to hear more about, you know, your ideas, your thoughts, what Salesforce is doing around that.
Yeah, Tammy. So thanks for that. And, you know, you and I have the opportunity to talk about this on a monthly basis. And so I'm excited to share what we're doing at Salesforce. Because, you know, what's really funny is a lot of customers don't, when you think about Salesforce, we have such a strong brand name in the industry. And traditionally, what people think about is they think about CRM, right? And they say, oh, Salesforce CRM. They don't necessarily think Salesforce Health. But here's what's been amazing really over the last, you know, 12 to 18 months. And in particular, unfortunately, because of something like COVID, there has been this awakening on in pervasively across healthcare, where healthcare organizations, because of something like COVID, they said, oh, man, we are not as connected. We don't have the technology to really connect with our customer in the manner in which we need to really get after this dreaded virus, right, that we've been on a global basis been trying to combat. And there's been this awakening that, you know, the investment that we've made over the last several decades in technology related to clinicians, which is important and which they must continue to do. You know what? We now need to take that same level of focus and think about how we engage the patient. And so fundamentally, if you think about Salesforce, we're the customer company, right? We connect our customers to their customers. That's kind of what we're known for. If you translate that over into healthcare, what that looks like is we connect patients and providers. We connect payers and members. And so we've been able to leverage that the DNA that we have inside of Salesforce of being able to connect our customers to their customers. We've translated that over into healthcare. And we've got the biggest healthcare companies, as you know, Tammy, because you and Versus 12 partners brilliantly with us at some of our very largest customers to go in and to help them reimagine the patient experience, the member experience, what that journey looks like, modernize it so that they can get closer to the customer, provide better information at the time when they need it most, be able to give them care from anywhere that they happen to be on planet Earth. And so it's been exciting for us to leverage the great foundation that we've had and to now translate that over into the healthcare space. And as you know, Tammy, business is on fire right now.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, in the past, some organizations have seen patient engagement, provider engagement as optional or extra or just as a thing that they'll worry about later. But you're exactly right. We are seeing that there's real return on investment and it makes a real impact to patient care to be deeply engaged with them. And technology plays a huge role in that.
Can I ask a quick question? DP, you were saying this word that really stood out to me is, I think you said reimagine healthcare.
Yep.
Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
So I would love to ask you, sometimes we will ask our guests basically like a what if question. Like, you know, you've been working and in tech for, you said, 30 years, worked with some of the biggest companies in the world. If you were to reimagine the way healthcare and technology can work together to really do all the things that you were describing, you know, really taking your stance as the customer company and creating better connection across the entire spectrum, what is your big what if? If you were to reimagine, like, where do you think we could be if the right things were happening?
Great question. And this should be a fun one because
I really
do think, Tammy and Clark, that we're seeing it now, and this shift begin to happen now. And I would, you know, I kind of describe it to folks like this. If you think about Amazon.com, right? Like back in, 2000. And most of us, you know, I don't know that we ever imagined that we'd be buying the amount of things that we buy through Amazon, you know, back then. But now just think about how Amazon has come in and completely reimagined that experience. I think that's what you're going to see in health over the next 10 years. And so, you know, you think about what it is today. Well, we go to our primary care physician. We physically oftentimes drive to them. Obviously, over the last year, maybe that was digital, which, you know, was a step in the right direction. But you go, and then, you know, they kind of ask you what's wrong and, you know, what's going on, and then they refer you. And depending upon the systems that they have, that could be a paper referral. If they're a little bit more advanced, maybe, hey, you know, I can put this referral inside of the system. They write you some, you know, script. You know, again, if they're a little bit more advanced, maybe they can, you know, automatically have that, you know, transferred over to the pharmacy. Maybe it's paper that you have to walk in with, and then you have to stand in a line to then go get it, you know, et cetera. Well, you know, I predict that over the next 10 years, that's really, really going to change in a significant way. I mean, if I was reimagining it, it probably goes something closer to this. I have an app on my phone. The app on my phone works in conjunction with any wearable device. It could be a watch that I have that's getting some vitals from me. It could be a shirt that I have on. It could be other, you know, something I'm wearing around my waist or, you know, other parts of my body to sit back and to constantly monitor those vitals that I have. And it's interacting with that app that's or a set of apps on my phone. It is now going in and it's going to proactively, the platform, these advanced platforms, and there are companies that are working on all of this stuff, right, that will then go in and begin to proactively suggest a health plan for me. Hey, DP, it looks like your blood pressure has been on the rise for the last week or so, and it's going to bring in a much wider ecosystem, right? It might not just be the traditional provider that might be part of that health plan. It might be meditation that's coming in. Hey, have you ever considered this? Have you ever considered herbal supplements? And by the way, within that experience, and, you know, you think about a company like a Versus 12 that, you know, is an expert at kind of, you know, bringing in kind of that provider network management, and think about what Versus 12 could bring in and other points of access of care, if you will, and all of those access of care. Now we begin to surround that person with the health plan and the ecosystem is the word I was looking for, the health ecosystem that they might need to deliver that health. And if they need something, they don't need to go to the store. It'll come to them. Oh, you need that? Boom. You need apple cider vinegar, which, by the way, I take every morning. I take it morning and evening. I'm kind of a big health guy, right? Hey, you know, we can send that to you. How about it's in your quote unquote shopping cart. We can have that to you tomorrow. Or if you need addition, this is something that's, you know, here today already, you know, it could escalate from, hey, do you want to see one right now? Right. And then boom. You know, and so you think about the way and in the manner in which we receive healthcare. It's, you know, we kind of go out and seek it. What happens? My long-winded way of saying, what happens if it was there and it seeks us and it surrounds us and we just interact with it in a very natural way in the devices inside of our lives? I think that's what we're going to see. And I think it's going to broaden access to care. Right. Because there are billions of people across the world that actually have mobile devices and that can receive that type of information and the insight and the coaching that they need They might not have, you know, access. They might be in a third world country for that matter, but they can still kind of receive that in a rich way. And so I'm excited about the next 10 years because I think it's really, really going to dramatically change access to healthcare, cost of healthcare, and the human experience that we have with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
DP, I couldn't agree more. And I believe the winners in this are going to be the ones that actually embrace and go for this technology to make it easier to engage with their patients. And I know personally, I have lost so much patience with the process of healthcare if it's not convenient for me. And I can't be the only one. You know, I'm looking for providers who can make it easy for me to engage with them and to engage with my health. So I think you're exactly right.
You know, it's interesting, Tammy, when you say that. I will, because I 100% agree, and I'll take it a step further. I think this is an existential moment, I think, I'm not trying to be too dramatic, but I really mean it. Healthcare organizations that don't embrace that change, they're going to be consumed by those that do, right? And the brand under which they are providing their healthcare today, the facility that they might have to deliver it in might still exist, but the brand that flies on top of that building, whether it's virtual or whether it's physical, will change. And it's because, Tammy, as you know, an expert in the tech industry, there are a lot of disruptors that get everything that I just said, and they get it even deeper, and they're making investments, and they have an absolute commitment. Versus 12 and Salesforce are amongst them, by the way, right? Where we're going in and we get this, and we are working with our customers and our partners every single day to help them get that customer gene, if you will, that customer experience gene, understand how important it is. And I've got so many customers. I was just texting with one prior to getting on this podcast. Very, very, one of the biggest healthcare provider networks in the United States. And I was talking to their newly hired her title CMO, and that typically means chief medical officer in this context, but she's the chief marketing officer that they just brought in. She gets this. She's like, DP, if we don't change, we will be disrupted. And we will see, you know, some of these other competitors that are out there, and we don't want that to happen. So they're looking to companies like Salesforce and Versus 12 to sit back, help them do it now, because they are very fearful, right? That and they should be, that healthcare is the next industry that's going to be disrupted by technology. And so I'm excited.
Yeah. So let's talk about cost, because, you know, I've been in healthcare more than 30 years, but I won't tell you how long. And, you know, it's all about cost and all about reimbursement. I hear all the time, I'm sure you do too, we can't afford it. And the real message is you can't not afford it. And I think that what has been so rewarding for us at Versus 12 is working with the Salesforce value team to really show return on investment. And we're talking millions and millions of dollars of return on investment. And it's a hard analysis to do, but the real dollars are there. So it's not just fluff. It's survival, and there is a return on investment on it. And I think that that's kind of the message we throw out all the time. But change is hard. Change is really hard, especially in healthcare when things have always been done this way. Mm-hmm. I do believe that that value-based care will have a lot of that change as well.
I completely agree.
There's so much on the line. That's what the clear rally cry I'm hearing from you. There's a tremendous amount of the most valuable things on the line. You know, these are people's lives. This is their health. And this has been such a terrible year, but some of our guests on the show have shared how there have been some positive things from, you know, from telehealth and some ways that it's forced the industry to catch up some. So where do you think we might be in a couple years? Like, let's start looking at the future from, you know, from not only the idea of healthcare companies are going to be disrupted, but also how there's been a big focus on sending things faster this last year because they had to. Any thoughts you have around that?
Yeah, it's no doubt that speed is and time is of the essence in many of these scenarios. It literally is the difference between saving lives. And that's sometimes can can get lost on some other industries. It's like that, and that's one of the reasons that I was so attracted to health and life sciences, is because it's saving people's lives, right? Ultimately, and improving and or extending their life. And I do think things will speed up. And one thing I would share, Clark and Tammy, that's been interesting for me, and one thing I think that will continue to aid this. I live outside of DC, right? I live on the Maryland side of Washington, DC. It's been interesting, Tammy talked about cost and other things that have been always so central, right, to healthcare. But one of the limiting things has also been our friends and, over in DC, if you will, and some of the legislation that has held us back. And I've even seen changes there. Right. And so I'm encouraged that with, and so this is what I see, Clark, to directly answer your question. I'm hopeful that over the next couple of years, we will continue to see our legislators, whether they're state or whether they're federal, continue to also recognize the change that's upon us and to look to modernize, to make sure that it is easier for us, still in a safe manner, because they have a very important place to play, but in a safe manner, to relax things enough to allow us to give the industry the room to innovate and to innovate quickly and to bring about these changes. And I think what you're going to see over the next couple of years, hopefully, is legislation continue to be favorable towards this so that we can still respecting privacy and still holding trust as a core value, but at the same time, making sure that we can move forward as a health tech industry. And then you will continue to see, we are seeing it significantly, as is, I'm sure, Tammy, your organization is, there are massive investments, Clark, that are being made in health tech right now. And I believe that trend will continue because these organizations really do understand that they have to change and they have to change quickly.
Yeah, it is all about speed to market for sure. And things are going so fast. And I think I'd just like to comment, and DP, you may have some comments about this as well. We think we're through COVID, but we're really not. But Salesforce's quick action during the very beginnings of COVID with Vaccine Cloud and supplies to healthcare organizations, that's what you can do with cloud technology. And did you want to speak a little bit about that?
Tammy, thank you for that. One of the things that we always try to impress upon our customers, and cloud vendors have been trying to impress this upon customers for years, is agility. Like, the cloud gives you the speed, right? It's, and we say it in years past, it would be something like, you need that to maintain your competitive advantage, et cetera. And all of those things were true. But then the world woke up, 18 months ago, and it was something far more important than just competitive advantage. It was human lives that were at stake. And it is the most prized thing in all of the world, right, in all of existence. And so those that had adopted technology and that were on platforms like a Salesforce, like a Versus 12, were able to quickly adapt. And to your point, Tammy, we leveraged our own technology to quickly, if you think about things like Vaccine Cloud and work.com and some of the other innovations that we came out with, those were solutions built on top of the Salesforce platform by the Salesforce platform, right? And so we continue to encourage customers. And I think now there's been an awakening from customers that, they're kind of right. You got to move to these cloud-based platforms, because when the moments matter the most, and they're coming. And I agree with you, Tammy. We're not through this, right? We can continue to see it right now as of the time of this recording. Guess what? That Delta variant and other and COVID generally, it's back on it's going the wrong way. And so it's going to take us a while to get through this. And those that have invested in those technologies are now reaping the benefits from that. And so I think it's a great point, Tammy. The other thing that I would, this just came to mind, because this can oftentimes be lost. But you talked about, we're not through COVID, Tammy, and I think technology can help. One of the reasons that we're being held back here in the United States is because there are many, many folks that are hesitant to get vaccinated for many times for sake of misinformation, and let me say it this way, because of a lack of trust that's out there. And I really believe that when you think about technology platforms and how they can be leveraged, and by the way, they're getting some of the misinformation through technology platforms. Well, guess what? Those same technology platforms can be leveraged to give them good information and more informed information. And we all have a level of trust that we have with our technology and certain apps and certain brands. And so I do think that we can leverage, the more and more we can leverage technology to get information, good information, proper information out, and we can do that under trusted brands within technology, it can actually help us accelerate vaccinations and help us get through COVID faster. Although I agree with you, Tammy, we unfortunately have quite a ways to go.
Yeah, very good points. So DP, it's very exciting to see what the possibilities of healthcare are and where we know this is all going. And as we all know, it's not just the technology. It takes guts and it takes real leadership to change this huge ship and steer it in a different direction. So what are your thoughts on that?
Tammy, I agree. Like, you know, technology has its place. And if you think about where we are with COVID and others, it's going to take an incredible amount of leadership, because we're going to have to commit to, as an industry, to do things differently. I see this, you see it, we see it together in the marketplace, Tammy, that there are so many healthcare executives that are open to that. Some, maybe not so much, and we got to work on them. But I do believe that this is a big leadership moment where we have to really push ourselves and as individuals to change. And then we have to lead our organizations in those change. And look, you know, and to some degree, we're going to have to take some risks. And leadership sometimes can be risky. The job of leaders is to make, you know, quote unquote, calculated risks, but to make sure that we are setting up those that come behind us and those that we have the privilege of serving really, really well. And so I would say it's going to be a mixture of technology, a mixture of strong leadership, visionary leadership, kind of a challenger mindset, if you will. And a leadership, in my humble opinion, Tammy, I think that we have to move with urgency. Now, you know, we have people's lives on the line, so it has to also be balanced with precision. But nonetheless, there's an acceleration that's needed. And so we're going to need leaders to really, really think broadly about that, challenge ourselves, hold ourselves to high degrees of accountability to move faster, because the opportunity has never been greater. It's never been greater to really impact human health in a way that maybe might not have even been imaginable 20 or 30 years ago. It's here now. The resolve is here. And we've had this event, COVID-19, horrible, horrible thing that has cost, you know, so many millions of lives globally. But like most bad things, you have to sit back and say, okay, now what can we learn, and what good can come out of that bad thing? Well, the good thing that can come out of that is it's a moment for us to change. It's a moment for us as leaders to drive that change aggressively. And so I think that's where we are right now, Tammy. It's got to be a mixture of the tools and the tech. Great. But, you know, you couple that with the leadership. Wow, we've got something special.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I'm very excited about the future of healthcare. And obviously, maybe we're biased, but we think Salesforce is the best way to get there. So thank you, DP. This has been fantastic.
Thank you.
Tammy and Clark, thanks so much for the time. Tammy, you know, on behalf of the entire senior leadership team over at Salesforce, thank you for the incredible partnership with Versus 12. And you, by the way, this is also DP talking to Tammy, your personal mentorship of me and over the last few months. Really, really just appreciated the insight that you've provided. Appreciate the partnership and appreciate the time to get out and talk about what, from my perspective and so many people here at Salesforce, we are just thrilled to be able to serve our partners, to be able to serve our customers, and to really make a difference. We really do believe that what we have can really make a difference in really reimagining, you know, that connecting those patients and the providers and the payers and the members in a way that we like to think only Salesforce can.
Yes, I agree. Thank you so much, DP.
Thanks for listening to How I Transform This, Success Stories of Transformation in Healthcare, presented by Versus 12. To learn more about how Versus 12 is best situated to transform the healthcare industry, and to follow along with this show, be sure to visit versus12.com/podcast. We'll see you next time.